Three Bear Carry. Ever since branching off from Rivière de Rupert and directing our course up tributary Joliet, twin brother Don and I had gone back and forth about possible identity and probable explanations of what appeared from the canoe to be these long, lengthwise along the river, drifts or ridges of some light-colored stuff almost put you in mind of snow, but no way in August. Don said most likely lichen-encrusted stone, but I was inclined to more exotic explanation, either chalk outcroppings or some weird albino granite. Only thing for sure was that we were both uncertain. That strange substance just didn't come under the category of something seen before. Soon after we took out, at the foot of what was to become known as Three Bear Carry, we got our first-hand forest fire aftermath experience, picking blueberries in the burn, and resolved our lichen-albino controversy. It turned out to be these vast, denuded stretches of fire-scalded bedrock. On closer inspection, the white had a hint of pink. Somebody should have guessed fire effect when it first showed up right after we'd entered the burn. That was yesterday. Since then, the rock and foam jumble that roared above us and blocked our progress up Joliet, and the burn, and the pale pink rock, and the tiger bite slash sword fight night of violent slash split second sleep between endless sleeplessness, which I've come to expect from the extreme exhaustion supreme effort of the long hunt for strong nature. They'd all had their impacts, yea, made themselves felt. Oh, yes, they had. Sensitized things inside my head, even before the scramble began, over spruce bones and scalded stones with the first backpack load of gear, dealing by ordeal up a heretofore thoroughly unfamiliar portage trail, presently referred to by oaths, curses, and worse, far from anything even remotely prophetic of the name and meaning which it would come to bear. Hey-ya! Gray root snakes zigzag cross our path, exposed by the agonizingly slow yet relentless erosion produced by foot use immemorial, killed by fire, snag a boot toe in jagged root fork, resultant jolts enough to throw ya, dazed by lightning bolt spruce roots. Hey, brother, when's the thunder coming? Shotgun shells, weathered plastic crazy colors, orangish red, whitish yellow, an odd purpley blue ejected along portage trail. Visual reverberations from some other world. Violent slash post-blast slash recoil reaction, equal and opposite thermodynamics, when's it gonna hit me? Hardly knowing what to expect next, whether to jump from the thunder or flinch from an anticipated kick, we stagger on up the portage. An abandoned bush camp, complete with black spruce pole teepee frame, charred stumps and assorted junk, occupies the flat at the upper extremity of the portage. Watch out where you walk. Be careful where you set your feet in the extreme. Beware the jagged brush stub in a position to slash, the rusted nail in a position to puncture. Then, suddenly, there they were, silver-gray bear skulls, three of them, one on top of the other, bottom skull, middle skull, top skull, one skull, two skull, plus top skull, to create a stack three skulls high, three silver-gray bear skulls, stacked one on top of the other, on a silver-gray spruce stake, strategically placed at the very head of the carry. I innocently suggested pictures, but Don, the photographer, the photograph maker, thought not. Being better acquainted with the visual than I, he was quicker to pick up on significance beyond the scene. Old Dow was way out ahead of me on this one. He's got the eyes of a nature guide. He's got the eyes of a nature guide. You were right and I was wrong. You got the eyes of a nature guide. Way out ahead of me on this one. His contact on Cree anthropology had told him that these bear totem figured in religion. Definitely not to be messed with. Reverenced instead. Yea, even feared. I trust my twin's instincts, so we both keep a respectful distance from the dead, leaving further detail as to which particular set of opposite sockets or holes which spruce pole had been run through unknown. Seeing bear skulls, I've the keen realization we finally found what we've been seeking. Ahe made our way far enough back in, away from the roads and the logging slash mining, to finally access strong nature. Having reached Medicine Bear Skulls, our first strong nature treatments complete. I felt strengthened. We both did. A whole new ecology lay ahead. From here on in to Destination Joliet and beyond, and on and on and on, it's not conflict that enters, that creates the relationships, but harmony. Bring on that canoe. As we reversed our steps back down Three Bear Carry to collect the canoe, what should appear in the midst of our path but a bumblebee fumbling with the entrance to Bottle Gentian Blossom, a blossom so configured as to require expert manipulation, and once entered, completely camouflage its black and orange visitor in Bottle Gentian Blue. An especially difficult and risky situation for a bumblebee still numb with the night chill, and on top of that, his bristly self yet encumbered with heavy dew. Successfully within, Boreal Bumblebee drowsily mumbles a time or two to himself, then all's quiet on the bumblebee front. Must have fallen asleep, or more likely, into an ecstatic trance. Who'd ever notice his inconspicuous presence, more or less just another blue bulge among hundreds? Certainly not Brother Don and I on our return trip up Three Bear with 17 feet of aluminum over our heads. What to do? Only one sufficiently harmonious solution. Pick Gentian, bumblebee and all. Lay them gently off to the side of Portage Trail, out of harm's way. Up and down Three Bear Carry, Indian Summer, 88.